This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me now is our career expert on New Beginnings. He is our co-host and the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders with a company called Ripple Connects. You can find him at rippleconnects.com, 763-438-1621. And his name is Joe McKenzie, our co-host on New Beginnings. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Excited about our topic this week. We had a great discussion last week as we talked about the top qualities of a meaningful network connection. This week we're talking about part two of this, and it's really interesting that and as we go through this, it's that you made a distinction between what a bench of advocates looks like and what meaningful connections can look like, and there are similarities, but they are different. If you can just recap that for us.
Yeah, the bench of advocates is that small group of people that are there for us at every turn in our career. They are the ones that truly go in and advocate for us in most situations. A group of meaningful network connections is a larger group of people that we've developed working relationships with in different industries and different aspects of our life. But that there's truly a difference between meaningful network connections and our broader connections, our network. Our network could be thousands of people, but these meaningful connections probably fall into the maybe 25 to 50 to 100, because those are the ones you have regular contact with, that you approach it as a mutually beneficial working relationship. And so, yes, carving out the three differences between bench of advocates, the meaningful network connections, and your broader professional network was something we did last week. And I do think the likelihood of long-term career success, you know, it revolves around having a group of meaningful network connections, not having 10,000 people in LinkedIn, but maybe having a smaller engaged group of people that can help you grow and vice versa, working with them.
Interesting. So the top qualities to look for in that meaningful network connection would be what?
Well, I've kind of brought it down to a small list. I love the fact that meaningful network connections are very clear with you. There's that high level of clarity. There's no hidden agenda. They are truly there because they want to build out a working relationship with you. I think that clear understanding of that business relationship or that clarity is one of the keys, I think, to a meaningful network connection. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I do. I mean, if they're not in concert with you, if they're not in lockstep, if they don't understand what it is that you're striving for, I think that fails the test of being meaningful.
I agree. And I think that is probably one of the biggest qualities I look for. I know that I've been burned a few times by people that were unclear. And I decided to look for this clarity early on. And it's okay if you learn that there is something up, you know, there's a hidden agenda from them. I would rather fail early with someone in a relationship, in a business relationship, than to go years and years and not have it. So really look for that clarity with that individual and how you're going to build out that business relationship or that ongoing relationship. Another one, Freddie, is really just respecting and our time, knowing that we're busy people. We can't be takers of time. We can't put ourselves in a position to have time taken from us, and we can't be taking time away from people. So I think one of the most ones to look for is just people that respect our time. I don't pretend to know how busy each and every one of the people I come in contact with. I just make the assumption that they're busy. Mm-hmm. I know that they have busy lives, but I don't know what's going on with them. They may have children. They may have elderly parents. They may have a business. They may have an extra project at work. I think just respecting people's time, Freddie, and just respecting people in general in that regard is an important quality to watch for. What are your thoughts on that?
Those are so key. And I believe that, you know, there are some people, I call them the barrel rollers. They just come in and they just barrel right over you without asking what's going on with your life, if there's really time mm-hmm. to meet and to get to the heart of an issue or discuss or to yes. help you to be a good listener, if nothing else. And I think those are really important. And I'm just, you know, just to go on with that, can a meaningful connection have just one of these qualities or just two of these qualities and still be a part of a meaningful network for you?
I believe so. I think business relationships are worked and they're developed. And so even if you find that early understanding, that respect of time, and you mentioned good listening, I think one of the biggest qualities of a meaningful network connection is someone that listens well. And when they listen well, they understand where you're coming from. And obviously, we have to be in a good position to understand where they're coming from. So, you know, those are, they may not, on the surface, may not sound like it's something that's, you know, high in the sky. Hey, this great, I think just these common, but, you know, thoughtful traits are what really define these meaningful network connections in our lives. I don't care what title people have. I don't care what part of what they drive or, you know, how much money they make. I think it comes down to those couple qualities we just talked about that you can work with, that you can develop. And, you know, it's just, it's very straightforward, but often, Freddie, it can be elusive. I've seen it from time to time where it's like something that's not lining up here. And usually it comes down to one of those keys. Hey, it's all about them, or they're not listening, or they're taking my time, or they're behind the scenes. They got something up their sleeve, and that's not a good setting, or that's not a good step in developing a meaningful network connection to last decades. Freddie, when I start out down that path of building that network connection, that meaningful network connection, I hope it lasts for decades, not just till I get something I want.
Wow. That's really important. And it sounds as if some of these qualities you're talking about, Joe, are the tenets of just common courtesy, just getting along mm-hmm. with people.
Absolutely. A lot of those, that is common courtesy, but we live in such a hyper-paced world. Maybe it's harder to find nowadays. It's so much easier to communicate with people that we forgot that even common courtesy goes a long way. And I know that's what I look for. And if we put this in the context of long-term career success, I think the people that embody these qualities of good listening, that respect of time, bring clarity at every turn, I think you can move forward in your career knowing you have this group of people that you can help and they can help you. And I think that's a wonderful thing in a world that we live in today.
Interesting. In a world that seems like we just run over each other. We're talking about the qualities, everyone, of a meaningful network connection. Mm-hmm. We've talked right. about what to look for in these connections, and we said that an individual can have maybe just one or two of these qualities and still be a part of your personal connection
yes.
in your career.
Absolutely.
So what are your final thoughts on the top qualities of a meaningful connection in our professional network, Joe?
I think given the qualities that we laid out here today and talking about the long-term career benefits of having meaningful network connections, take inventory of those people that have those qualities and look at an opportunity to build onto that relationship. And in yes, we're all very busy, but maybe taking that extra time just to kind of maybe carve out one meeting or a phone call every quarter with these folks. And I know that it takes time, but I can also know that it could elevate your career and it may elevate their career just by striving for a meaningful network connection.
And it doesn't take a whole lot. You just mentioned once a quarter. Is it a phone meeting? Is it a telephone call? Is it a coffee meeting? How long? How short? What does it need to be? What does it look like?
I think it just has to be genuine and intentional that you want to reach out. You want to understand where they're at. You ask if they need something. It's really, you know, what you said, that common courtesy piece mm-hmm. and having that 100% clarity and keeping it balanced. It's not all about you, but it's about us and what we can do together and work together. And I remember many years ago, you said to me, Freddie, imagine the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I remember that when you first said that, and I took that to heart, going, well, where can we go with this working relationship, you know, when I first met you? And here we are almost 6 years later, helping the Twin Cities and bringing all these great resources and great methods and mindsets to people week in and week out. You know, look what we did 6 years ago when you said, imagine the possibilities. We started down the path of building that meaningful network connection in between, you know, our business relationship. And this is the outcome. These are the positive outcomes of that.
And we hope you take this information with you to broaden your network and to narrow it down to those who are really meaningful to you. Joe, we're out of time, but you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. As we continue on New Beginnings, it's time now to share with you 7 new things to know regarding your retirement planning. The SECURE Act is the first meaningful update to the law governing the retirement system in nearly 15 years. It creates powerful new opportunities and important rule changes for retirement planning, saving, and spending. The SECURE Act includes 30 provisions that affect the retirement system, bringing welcome improvements for most Americans trying to build wealth for retirement. Here are 7 to be aware of right now. Number 1 is the birth/adoption withdrawal. You are now allowed to withdraw up to $5,000 from your retirement plan or IRA within 1 year of the birth or the adoption of a child. This allowance applies to each parent. There's no mandatory tax withholding, and the 10% early withdrawal penalty will not apply. This distribution may be repaid within 1 year to avoid it becoming a taxable event and to help you to replenish your hard-earned savings. Further guidance on the tax treatment of unpaid claims and the timing of repaid claims will be forthcoming from the IRS. Number two is the required minimum distribution adjustment. If you are retired and turned 70 after June 30th, 2019, now you won't be required to start taking distributions from your retirement accounts until you are 72. This delay will allow you to keep more assets in your investments and grow those savings for a lengthening life expectancy. Number three is a new opportunity for part-time employees. If you're a part-time employee who has not been eligible to participate in your company's retirement plan, you may have access to this important savings tool. Beginning in 2021, if you work at least 500 hours per year for three consecutive years, your employer's retirement plan will be available to you. Not all employer plans exclude part-time employees, but if your company does and you have wanted to use it to build savings for retirement, you soon will be able to. This change does not apply to collectively bargained plans. And then number four, stretch IRAs slash RMD is eliminated. Under the old law, the designated beneficiary of a retirement account could draw down the inherited retirement plan benefits over a period of time based partly on his or her life expectancy. This new rule under the Secure Act requires that non-eligible beneficiaries must completely draw down their inherited balance within 10 years of ownership. This does not apply to defined benefit pension plans, but does apply to IRAs and employer-sponsored defined contribution plans like 401k and 403b, etc. Number five, IRA contributions for all. It used to be that you couldn't make a rollover contribution to your IRA if you were over the age of 70 and a half. The Secure Act repeals that rule. You may now also continue to contribute earned income to your IRA regardless of your age. And number six, a new option to repay student loans. The 529 tuition accounts can now be used to repay up to $10,000 in qualified education loans. This benefit applies to the beneficiaries of the 529 plan as well as their siblings. And finally, number seven, small business have a new retirement plan option. Historically, only companies with common interests were allowed to establish a combined retirement plan for all of their employees. Beginning next year in 2021, unrelated employers will be allowed to join a pool employer plan that has the benefits, costs, and offerings of a much larger plan for their collective employees. I know this is a lot to digest, but if you have questions, Freddie@FreddieBell.com, and we'll forward this information on to you. This is New Beginnings. We're continuing now, and we're talking about retirement. We're looking at the gains and losses or possible losses of retirement. As you've gone through life, have you ever noticed that sometimes the fear of what could happen is more limiting than dealing with what is actually happening in your life? I understand that this is really not that unusual when confronted with something we view as disastrous. We have to gather our resources in order to tackle it. But sometimes it seems we are more comfortable with our fears than with influencing our realities. And this happens a lot with regard to financial planning and also with regard to retirement. In a conversation not long ago, the subject of retiring came about, and we shared some ideas, and one of them was concerned about staying relevant. Several people wondered what they would do with their time. One person described how much she loved her life and didn't want it to change. And another person talked about her varied interests and how she had folded them into her life so that retirement for her would simply be more of rather than something new. So why is retirement for some so exciting and scary for others? Most financial decisions tend to address two very different questions. What does this do for me? And what does this say about me? The home we buy, the car we drive, the clothes we wear do something for us and say something about us. Retirement tends to be heavily weighted to the what does this say about me question because we often wrap our identity into what we are doing at a particular point in time. what working does for us is it allows people to quickly sort us in a way that makes everyone comfortable. When we're no longer working, many of us have to somehow explain what retirement says about us. There are some retirees who say that they've never been more busy than at the point of retirement. Busy is a shortcut for productive, and we know we want to be productive. But can productivity exempt us from other responses? What would it say about us if we weren't busy in retirement? What if we couldn't describe where our days went? Could you live with the reaction you might get? A lot of people want to have meaning in their lives, but we make value judgments about ourselves and others regarding what that means. Do you feel the same about the person who golfs all day long as you do about someone who volunteers, for example? I'm not a golfer, but I know many people who are. Golf provides them with exercise, community, fresh air, and competition. It seems possible that these golfers are deriving meaning from golf, and some may be using it simply to occupy their time. I also know people who volunteer. Volunteering gives them a sense of community, of purpose, of trying to do something bigger than themselves. And some may be using it simply to occupy their time. In either case, that's okay. The point is that what ultimately matters in retirement is what you end up saying about yourself to yourself. And while you might receive feedback from others in your world, ultimately it falls on you to become comfortable with your own story. Rather than be fearful of retirement, here are some ideas of others who have retired that seem to have successfully transitioned into that brand new space. They had serious interests, for example, outside of their own work. This helped them not simply go from something, but go toward something. They created a social network. They were able to recreate some of the social interactions that work or child rearing provided. They used their money to support their values rather than to create them. They made decisions that were right for them rather than how they looked to the outside world. If they loved their work, for example, they worked longer than expected. Some had mandatory retirement, but others stayed engaged in their jobs well into their 70s. One actually worked into his 90s. They were more active. They spent more time outside. They stayed open to new experiences. These retirees were willing to try something different, some of which were outside their comfort zone. They stayed mentally engaged, and they were curious. Now, while this list is not exhaustive or conclusive, it can serve to help you plan for how you're going to handle your own next stage or to tell your own story. The best way to prepare for it is to begin before you need to. But in order to do so, you have to overcome the fear of what you're giving up and replace it with the possibilities of what lies ahead for you. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. Happy weekend to you. Glad you got here right on time. How to do you? And it's so exciting because now we get to turn our attention to Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's found online, westmetrohypnosis.com, by phone, 952-222-3975. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Freddie. Happy weekend. Happy February.
And the same to you. This is the love month. Last week, we spoke a lot about affairs of the heart. And so I'm interested. We want to talk about love again, but you're calling this Love Take Two. What does this really mean?
Yeah, because you asked a really profound question at the end of that segment. And it was, what is love? Huge question. And how do you answer it? And it got me curious. So I went looking around and I found some wording that I thought was perfect that we could incorporate into this take two about love. Mm-hmm. And this comes from a Unity publication and it says, love is the highest law of attraction, our ability to harmonize and resolve inner discords. By the power of love, we experience oneness or unity with all. If we were to harness the power of divine love, we would know that all things are possible. We would insist on transforming every judgmental or discordant thought, restoring to the harmony of a peace-filled mind. We would know no other. We would know only unity. And I think that's such a powerful, I mean, that is just a powerful punch right there. If that doesn't give us pause to just stop and think of the potential that this inner resource has. And you know that I talk a lot about inner resources. Yeah. Everyone has the capacity. Everyone has the capacity to love. Everyone can be loving. Everyone can be lovable, and we have to make a choice at some point whether we are going to show up as love or not. And I know that there are many circumstances out there that give the illusion to why we cannot step into this resource more fully. But when we do, and when we give up our judgment and our need to be right and our need to be validated, it's amazing what that surrendering does, especially when we surrender into love and simply allow that to move in us and through us and be an example of it. And it's just so incredibly powerful. So I had to offer you that in response to your question from last week.
Well, that is so powerful. So divine love, is that different from the love that we share for our families or for a loved one?
Well, I think that divine love goes beyond what we think is reasonable. Think of how many times we hold back our love, or we think that I'm not going to be loving towards this person because they did me wrong, or I don't like what they said to me or whatever. The human side of us puts conditions on giving and receiving love. And divine love simply doesn't do that. It's just all-encompassing, ever-present, always available.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. If you'd like more information, 952-222-3975 or online, westmetrohypnosis.com. And this is New Beginnings.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy Saturday to you. Glad you're with us this weekend on this Valentine's Day weekend. I hope you're having a wonderful time with that special person or persons in your life. And with me now, we turn to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we talk with the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. Kitty, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. Excited to be talking to you. One of our early visits this year, and this is really exciting because no matter how often we talk, there's always something going on at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and I understand that there's a big play coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So as we roll into 2020, we are excited to continue our partnership with 10,000 Things Theater Company, and they will be joining us again on Saturday, February 29th at 4 p.m., to put on another community performance for us. And this play that they're going to be putting on is entitled Thunder Knocking on the Door.
Thunder Knocking on the Door. I guess that's really exciting. So I'm sure it's really exciting. Do you know a little bit about what the play is going to portray?
So the play, it is, the synopsis says it's a mythical take on the crossroads of here and there, where the challenges of a blind songstress to a magical duel on the, that she comes across someone that is a guitar player. And so I'm assuming that it's going to be something around theater, arts, and their meeting and coming together. So we are excited for 10,000 Things to be here again. This event is free and open to the public. It is on Saturday, February the 29th at 4 p.m. And this is something that they have been doing for us over the last 3 years. They come here quarterly and put on a show for our community, and it is always well attended and well received.
Tell us the name of the group that is bringing you the play again this year.
It's called 10,000 Things Theater Company. They're a local company here in Minnesota, and they put on performances throughout the Twin Cities area. But we have been fortunate to be one of the locations where they do these performances for us at no charge.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. That's going to be right there at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, at 1015 4th Avenue North. No RSVP is required, but if people want more information about 10,000 Things or the play, 612-344-2221.
All right, everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris, the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and there are a lot of other things happening, including a blood drive that's coming up.
Yes, we are also going to be partnering with our friends at Red Cross again to host another community blood drive. This has been another initiative that we've taken on here at the center. And our next drive is going to be on Wednesday, March 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're just encouraging the community to give blood. We know that there's so many different things that are going on right now in this community, in this nation, where if a tragedy occurs, we need to have that supply on hand. And so we have decided to be a resource in the community for the American Red Cross. They can walk in on the day of or redcrossblood.org and put in MPHA as the sponsor code in order to register online for this event.
Real quickly, we only have a few seconds left, but there was a big event that just happened at the center. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, this past week we started one of our first dementia awareness and outreach events with Volunteers of America, Minnesota's Board on Aging, and Administration for Community Links. And so we're going to be having some free health screenings and community screenings throughout the year to just take away the stigma around dementia and make sure that we are bringing awareness and outreach to the community. And so we had a really good turnout for our very first one, and we want people to be on the lookout for more of those dementia awareness and outreach events that Volunteers of America will be putting on here at the center.
All right. That's Kitty Harris, the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located at 1015 4th Avenue North, 612-344-2221. And this is New Beginnings.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman!
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the Associate State Director for AARP Twin Cities of Community Engagement, Elise Ruiz. Good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, Freddie. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're with us. And there's a lot always going on at AARP Twin Cities, whether it's a movie night or a forum on scams. And this time we're talking about a number of people that we're paying tribute to during Black History Month. And there are a number of people, including the late, great Charles Mays.
Yes, indeed. So just during Black History Month, AARP Minnesota is paying tribute to some local leaders. Their work and their impact in community, and Charles Mays was such a beloved civil rights leader, community organizer in Minneapolis. He was our AARP Sabathony chapter president. And sadly, he passed this year in 2019 when we were actually holding an event with the Sabathony chapter at the Sabathony Community Center, a healthy aging event for local elders to improve their health on a daily basis. And Charles left his fingerprint on that event and sadly passed that day. But of course, his legacy lives on. Retired social worker, served as co-chair for Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Park Legacy Committee, credited with getting the new playground up and running. So we are paying tribute to the local legend that was Charles Mays.
Everyone, we're talking with Elise Ruiz, who is the Associate State Director of Community Engagement for AARP Twin Cities. We're talking about Black History Month, and also you're paying homage to a community center, St. Paul's own Hallie Q. Brown Community Center.
Yes, indeed. Of course, Hallie Q. Brown is community, serves as a gathering place not only for community, but a gathering place where local leaders come to connect with community. So we see the staff at Hallie Q. as leaders. I was just there on Sunday with Ms. Debbie Montgomery, the first female police officer for the city of St. Paul. We were joined by Dr. Josie Johnson, civil rights advocate. So we partner on so many things with the Hallie Q. Brown Community Center. They provide such a vital community service, and they advocate on behalf of community. And it's so important. So everything from their food shelf to the clothing closet, we partner with them on a number of fronts. We partner on Rondo Days, National Night Out. We have tech workshops that we host at Hallie Q. Brown, how to get up and running on Facebook and the new iPad that the grandkids got you, for instance. But Hallie Q. Brown, one of our important partnerships, and just paying tribute to the work and impact that they have on local older adults in the community.
Exactly. And we can't forget Hennepin County Commissioner Angela Connolly and Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins.
No, Commissioner Connolly and Council Vice President Jenkins, we are so lucky to have been able to partner with them, but because of their work and advocacy on behalf of older adults, the Commissioner Connolly, Hennepin County budget was going to slash all the funding for home and community-based services this year, and Commissioner Connolly got wind of that. She co-authored an amendment to reinstate half the funding. It passed unanimously. She was going to join us at our Sabathony Healthy Aging event, and the county scheduled a meeting at the last minute, but she was so determined to get there and be present with the elders and speak about her work that she's doing on their behalf. She moved her whole schedule around, and we got her to the event, so we love the work that she's doing in community on behalf of local elders. Of course, Council Vice President Jenkins, she was one of our 50 over 50 honorees. She was at healthy aging events at Sabathony and Nokomis with AARP this year. But she was a co-author on what was dubbed the Seniors Amendment that was going around Minneapolis City Council to increase funding for home and community-based services. And she was one of our co-authors there. So she advocated for that issue so tremendously. And she was quoted as saying, seniors are equity, and we couldn't agree more here at AARP Minnesota. So just very glad to to partner with all of these local leaders on the tremendous work they're doing on behalf of older adults and communities.
Well, everybody, this is Elise Ruiz. She is the Associate State Director for Community Engagement for AARP Twin Cities, Real Possibilities. If you like more details, AARP.org/MN. And this is New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
And although he was a great orator, he was also practical when it came to social change. And he offered in that letter four practical steps to nonviolent action. And I thought these steps, although we can't dwell on them today, I wanted to just bring them into our awareness. He said step one is to collect facts and determine or become aware where injustices exist. In other words, pay attention. See what's going on. Step two, negotiation, or we might say authentic conversation in the community, respectful, and to see how people might work together for change, to see what might be accomplished. Step three, this is interesting, self-purification. Now, what did he mean by that? Well, I think it was something like an inner reflection on purpose, an inner reflection on purpose. I don't know about you, but some of us have had the experience when there's been a challenge in a situation. Rather than focusing our attention and our will to act totally on how the situation can be changed or resolved for the benefit of all, we might fall back and want to see a certain part of the all punished or taught a lesson, or to get revenge, or I'll make them pay. I think Dr. King was so insightful in leading people in social action, nonviolent action, that he incorporated this third step of introspection. What is your reason? Is it solely to satisfy your own ego and prove that your view is right? Or is it to elevate the conversation for the whole community, to hear everyone's concerns and needs? Is there any of that sense of wanting others to be punished for their choices or to be, in those days, put in their place? What good would it accomplish for those that worked with Dr. King for social justice to be carrying within their heart a desire to prove others wrong or to take power in the attitude that they had to take power from others? It seems to me a very important practice, even in our individual lives, that we consider, why am I thinking about taking a certain action? What is it about? Do I want a greater welfare for all, or do I want to prove to others that my view is right and they should come to my side? The fourth step, direct action, spirit-guided action. You see how the action did not come until the final fourth step. First, there was that preparation of paying attention beyond your own life to your community and your world. A negotiation. How can we develop true, respectful conversation and cooperative work to bring forth a good for all? Or a popular phrase now, a world that works for all. This third essential step of self-introspection. Why am I doing this? What is this all about? And fourth, taking direct action that is guided by spirit, guided by truth. That, of course, I like to emphasize, perhaps repeating it more often than you particularly want to hear. But this is what we mean in unity when we say all, everything in our life should begin with prayer. It doesn't mean that we pray sitting in a particular seat at Unity South, or we have a particular position of body. It means that we don't take any outer action until we have a sense of a higher truth that is guiding that action. We prepare ourselves first. Now, it may not be an hour-long prayer. It may be just a moment of acknowledging what is the higher truth that will empower my action to be successful, cooperative, and for the good of all. It begins in prayer, which is a way of saying, it begins by acknowledging God as our source, our guide, our help in every need, a help that blesses all, not just ourselves.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life. Affirms that you are a special person and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? that you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.